money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk about money. Cash, cash,
cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash,
cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash, cash.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast, go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. So listen, so, you know, behind the scenes, fast out to IG, fast out to everybody who's on a cut, you know, who's tapping in, fast out to all the early badges. Francine, Dream Cream, Gerber Charles, Shoe Solutions, J Monique, my guy Ramiah Trask. Thank you for the badge love twice. Roxy Five out one try. You know, I appreciate the badge love. So I'll be honest with y'all. I just woke up like in my bag today, you know. I woke up in my bag today because I feel like a lot of us are just like waiting around, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us are waiting around. A lot of us are, not maximizing our full potential. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a parent, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been saying a lot of this stuff, you know, about, you know, being greatness on display. You know what I'm saying? I talk about being greatness on display. I talk about maximizing your full potential. And a lot of us just waiting around, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us just waiting around. Like a lot of us are waiting around as if there's this perfect time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, as if that there's this perfect time that's going to, you know, give you the opportunity or like, yo, no, like the opportunity you've been given is breath, yo. I can't say it no other way. I can't say it no other way. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it no other way. The opportunity, like you, like what are you waiting for? What opportunity? Like what are you waiting for? You know what I'm saying? What are you waiting for? And so I'm not even gonna harp on the reasons. I don't even care about the reasons. I don't care about the reasons why you still contemplating. I don't care about the reason why you. I don't care. Forget the reasons. You know what I'm saying? Forget the reasons. It's time. Effective immediately, I need you to get into action, right? Because perfection is an action, right? You can't be perfect in your head, right? The perfection is actually the action, right? Yo, God is gonna look at you as perfect if you are being and doing what God called you to be and do. That's it. God didn't call you to be in your head, right? God didn't say, you know, let me give this person life, and I'm just going and I'm satisfied with this person just sitting around wasting life thinking, right? God is going to be satisfied when you be and do, right? When you being is not a noun, right? Being is not an adjective. For all my scholarly folks out there, being is not a noun, right? A noun is a person, place, or thing. Being is not a noun. Being is not an adjective. An adjective is something that describes. Being is not that. Being is a verb. Love is a verb. It is an action word, right? To be is to do. Is to do is a verb. It's action. You cannot be, right? You cannot be if you are subscribing, whatever that word is. You cannot be in your head. You cannot be in your head. Double entendre. Oh, that's a bar. You cannot be in your head, right? both ways. Get out of your head, but you also cannot be in your head. You got to take action. You got to take action. And so I don't care about reasons, right? I don't care about reasons. I don't care about, like, why. I don't care about the whys. The moment you make a decision, right? The moment that you make a decision and show gratitude and say, yo, I'm here for a reason, and then start taking action, I promise you God is going to guide your footsteps. I promise you. And yo, the crazy thing about it is most times God don't even reveal everything. Yo, that's the crazy though. The crazy part is, yo, God don't even reveal everything. God be revealing a little at a time. You know what I'm saying? God be revealing a little at a time. And so when God, I need you to talk your ish now though. I don't need you to start talking ish once God reveal it all, because if you have to wait until you got the full picture, then that's not true belief. You know what I'm saying? If you gotta say, yo, you know, I don't want to seem too whatever, right? If you gotta wait, then that's not true belief, right? I posted it this morning. Plan too humble will have you overlooked, underpaid, and underbooked. I need you to talk your ish, own the room, and let the haters be uncomfortable. Right? Playing too humble. And humble, hey, yo, let me tell you humbleness, though. Humble, you could be humble with yourself, though. Hey, yo, people think humble, look, let me tell you something. People think humbleness is about how you are outwardly. Hey, yo, humble ain't got nothing to do with outwardly. Hey, yo, you could be humble within yourself. Yo, you could be talking yourself. Yo, you could be talking yourself out of your dreams, right? You could be talking. Yo, humble ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. You could be humble within yourself. And so, yo, it's time. It's time. You know what I'm saying? Like it is all within. Like it's not about nobody else. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about nobody else. It's about you. It's about what you believe. It's about what you believe you deserve. It's about believing what you can have. It's really believing who you can be. Right? Believing who you could be. Like I said, being is not a noun. Being is not a noun. Being is not a noun. You can't be. Right? Being is not a noun. It's not a person, place, or thing. Right? You are a human being, which is not a thing. A human being is not a person. A human being is not a place, right? A human being is a spirit. The spirit moves in action, right? You are a human being. You are not an adjective. You can't be described. An adjective describes something, right? You cannot be described. You can't be described. Yo, who are you? You can't be described. Right? And so the only thing left is that a human being is a verb, is an action. If you're not being action verb, then are you even living? Right? If a human being is an action, and if the action is not being taken place, are you even living? Are you even living? I need you to just be like you waiting around, you're looking for validation, you're trying to figure things out. There is, yo, news flash. There's nothing to figure out. Nothing to figure out. It's a news flash. Ain't nothing to figure out. Every single day, when you have breath in your body, listen, right? Stay quiet. Listen to the intuitive hunch. What is God telling you to be today? What is God telling you to be today? Right? What is God telling you to be today? And just be that. Unapologetically, though. Unapologetically, though. Right, let's do daily aspiration real quick. Daily aspiration. Let's do daily aspiration. Let's get that rocking. Let's get that rocking. I just woke up in my bag today. Look, happy Tuesday, my leaders of the Now School. Welcome to the day that you realize that your success is a gift that needs to be unwrapped. Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to practicing consistency. It is a fact that if you only want to win sometimes, then you just have to do what winners do some of the time. But if you want to win all of the time, then it is imperative that you do what winners do all of the time. Simple mathematics, like 1 + 1 = 2. But for some reason, some of us are under the impression that if we just start but don't follow through, we will get favorable results. That couldn't be more false than 2 + 2 × 0 = 4. I know that's a funny math joke, but you get the point. The truth is that in order to win on a consistent basis, you must do something every day that will bring you closer to your destination. It is imperative that you start with great momentum, but the momentum you could become stagnant, when that happens, that's the moment that you lose. If it's not broke, then don't fix it. If hard work and dedication got you some success in the past, no matter how big or small, then I guarantee that if you continue to work hard and be dedicated, it will absolutely bring you more. Being great is not a singular act. It's not a singular act. So make sure you are practicing consistency every blessed day. The world is yours for the taking. So go ahead and take it. The world is yours for the taking. Right? The world is yours for the taking. Right? For the taking. I'm saying take it. Right? I'm saying take it. I'm not saying wait for the opportunity. Nobody could give you nothing. Right? Nobody could give you nothing. Nobody could give you nothing. You already have everything. There is not a soul. There is not a soul that could give you anything. Right? Everything. Everything that you ever desired, everything that you ever, your wildest dreams, it's already yours. You just got to take it. Ain't no person, ain't no place, ain't no thing. If that opportunity doesn't work out, it's because it wasn't yours. If that person doesn't end up being who you thought they were, it's because it wasn't meant to be. It was there to teach you a lesson. It was there to teach you a lesson. That's it. Ain't nobody could do nothing for you. The moment you fall out of energetic alignment, that's it. It's over. Everything is about energetic alignment. Everything is about energetic alignment. When the energy feel right, go with it. When it don't longer feel right, then you good. Right? Lesson learned. Everything that you're supposed to get out, that's it.
Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have is all that I need. Anything I desire, I will receive because my reality is created by me.
Yo, your reality is created by you. That's it. And I don't even think you understand how deep this is. How deep it goes. Like it's your reality is created by you. So do you understand this? Catch this bar. If you think you need people, then you're going to need people. What are you talking about? How does that make sense, Ash Cash? How does that make sense, Ash Cash? That don't make sense. If I think I need people, then I'm gonna need people. That does not make sense. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. If your reality is created by you, so if you say you are not enough, then guess what? You're not gonna be enough. If you say, "Oh, I can't reach this goal until this person," then that's what's gonna happen. You're not going to get anywhere until that person. If that's what you said. If that's what you said. You said, "Well, this person's holding me back," then that's gonna be your reality. That's gonna be your reality. If you say, "Yo, you know, yo, they hating, they look," then that's gonna be your reality. Because the truth of the matter, there is nobody that could do nothing for you. Right? There's nobody that could do nothing for you. Hold on.
Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have, that I need.
Yep.
Anything I desire, I will receive, because my reality is created by me. I am successful, I am peaceful, I am free, I am wise, I am potential energy, and like a phoenix, I shall rise. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am power, I am talent, I am mind, I am body, I am spirit, I am balanced, I am enlightened, I am fearless, I am outside the realm of time. I am a part of the all, and I am one with the divine. Energy, 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 all around on the outside of the enemy. There is no hate in my heart. I even have love for my enemies. All energy, energy, energy.
Yo.
Everything
you desire, everything is, you already have it though, right? You already have it. All it's yours already. It's yours already, right? The world is yours for the taking. It's yours for the taking. So you sitting around being humble, you sitting around contemplating, you sitting around waiting. Yo, it's time, yo. It's time. It's time. You already have it, right? It's already yours. How are you asking? Do you understand what you're asking for something that's already yours? So in order to fulfill that, it has to be taken away. Oh, I don't think you understand that. Hey, yo, if you're asking for something that's already yours, in order to get the experience that you're asking for, it has to be taken away. You get that? If you have power, right? Think of this. Let me just say, universe always says yes, right? Universe always say yes. So if you already have the power, right? If you already have the power and you say, "God, please give me power," how can God give you power if you already have it? So it's like confusing. Like, what? Give me power? You already got power. Okay, so all right, so let me take the I gotta fulfill the wish, right? I gotta fulfill the wish. So think about, what is it, Aladdin? Think about Aladdin. Right? You know how Aladdin got the, is it Aladdin that got the genie? You get the three wishes and all that? So think about Aladdin, right? And you rub the genie and you say, "Yo, I want to make a wish." And so you tell the genie, "Yo, I want power." Right? Let's just say that. Let's just say that's what you want. But you already have power. Right? You already got power. Because everything that you want, you already have. Right? All of your desires, you already have it. So you say, "Yo, genie, I want power." So the genie says, I have to, right? I have to fulfill your wish. And so now in fulfilling your wish, right? In fulfilling your wish, the genie says, "Okay, how can I give you power if you already have it? So let me take it away," right? So let me take away the power, right? Let me take away the power so you can get to a space of gaining the power back. And so a lot of times you don't even understand, right? You don't even understand that it is your asking that is leaving you in struggle. Right? It is your asking that is leaving you in trouble. It is your asking that's leaving you suffering. It is your asking that is keeping you confused. It is your asking of something that you already have that's leaving you stuck. And
that I need, I already
hold on, hold on,
have.
One time.
Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have is all that I need. Anything I desire, I will receive because my reality is created by me. I am successful, I am peaceful, I am free.
Let me answer this question real quick. Listen, if someone already has something by abundance, how come they don't experience it or manifest it? Is it because they don't believe? Yeah, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that you will always get what you ask for. Always, right? You will always get what you ask for. And so if somebody really believed in their abundance, then it will be visible. They will be experiencing it. You can only experience what you believe. That's it, right? So how do I say this, right? You don't have to try to be what you already are, right? And so if abundance is your birthright, right? Which means if abundance is your birthright, which means everything you ever desire is already yours, right? You have to believe that it's yours. You know what I'm saying? You have to believe that it's yours, because the moment that you believe that it's yours, you will experience it. If you believe that you got to work hard for money, work hard for blessing, work hard for love, if you believe that you have to work hard for these things, then it is going to be difficult for you to experience those things, because your belief system, right? Your belief system says that it's difficult. So you will always get what you believe, right? You don't get what you deserve, because who's to say who deserves what, right? You don't get what you deserve. There's contrary to popular belief, there's no magical person, you know, sitting telling, oh, you deserve this. Oh, no, I'm not. Give me that back. No. Yo, think about this. It's real rap. There are people that we will judge as being unrighteous people, right? There are people that we would judge and say, oh, this person is not living right. But if you look at their life, they seem to be getting everything that they desire. Why? It's because they believe that this is the thing that they desire, and they believe that they can attain it. God is going to only bless the righteous, and God is what you believe. And so if you're a good person and you believe in abundance, then you're going to get abundance. If you're a good person and you believe you got to work hard, then you go work hard. That good person thing don't matter. If you are, for lack of a better word, if you're a scumbag and you believe you deserve abundance, you're going to be a scumbag with abundance, because that's your birthright. If you're a scumbag and you feel like because you're a scumbag, you don't deserve nothing, then you're not going to get nothing. You get what you believe, period. And so the people who are asking, right, the people who are asking, begging, pleading, right, for something that they already have. They're asking for that condition. They're asking for the not having of it. They're asking for the not having of it. Yo, I am love. I am love. So I ain't gotta search for love. Well, I'm searching for who I'm already that. I am love. I am abundance. I gotta look for abundance. Yo, abundance be chasing me. Hey, yo, abundance be chasing me. I gotta say no. I gotta be like, no, chill. Hold on. Let me do this real quick. It be chasing me. Hey, yo, and it is what it is. You know what I mean? It be chasing me. I be having to say no. I be like, yo, I can't, my plate too full. I can't. Chill. I can't. Because I am abundance. Yo, chill. Go ahead. I'm good. Right? I am love. I ain't gotta look for love. I am that. And guess what? Whatever you are, you will attract. If you that, it's gonna attract. If you a hater, you're gonna see haters. Sorry, not sorry. If you see haters, it's because you a hater. You a hater. Right? If you see people, you know what I'm saying, like trying to take advantage, because you be trying to take advantage. You be trying to take advantage of people. So that's why people try to take advantage of you. Hey, I'm good. Like, I don't be trying, like, I'm cool. I add value to every situation. And so I'm never in a situation where I feel like nobody's adding value. Right? But the belief system, right? So when you believe, your belief system is what's your action determines your belief system, though. Right? Your action determines your belief system.
One more time. Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have is all that I need. Anything I desire, I will receive, because my reality is created by me. I am successful. I am peaceful. I am free. I am wise. I am potential energy.
Big facts, Ramaya.
I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am power. I am talent. I am mind. I am body. I am spirit. I am balanced. I am enlightened. I am fearless. I am outside the realm of time. I am a part of the all, and I am one with the divine. Energy, energy, energy. All around on the outside, the enemy. There is no hate in my heart. I even have love for my enemies. All energy, energy. Energy.
You are not tuned into Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind.
You elevate your life.
Hey, yo, it's time, though. It's time.
Stop being a perfectionist.
It's very important for you to believe. You are the one.
You are the one.
Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then
you are the one.
They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. The fear of failure, what if things don't work out? And the fear of success, what if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. I'm challenging you to define your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. That you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry.
Hungry.
People who are unstoppable and unreasonable. People who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream of finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that it's, if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
It's up to you.
Successful. If you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you.
You got to invest in you.
You accept yourself as you see yourself beyond your fears. You
beyond your fears.
Yourself as a victim, you begin to see that you are more important than any fear that you have. Most people do.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond that.
Hey, yo, listen. Our deepest fear is not that we are powerful, right? Hey, yo, a lot of us are afraid of our greatness, yo. We are afraid of our greatness. Like, we are afraid to be great. You know what I'm saying? We are afraid to, like we got, yo, some of us have gotten so comfortable, right? We've gotten so comfortable with the fake reality of struggle that now we almost believe that if we have to struggle for it, it just ain't right. Hey, yo, everything come easy, yo. Everything come easy. Money comes easy. Love comes easy. Relationship come easy. Abundance is your birthright, so abundance comes easy. All of it comes easy. You ain't got to struggle for it. You ain't got to struggle for it. Does that mean there won't be trials and tribulations? Absolutely not. Right? It don't mean that there ain't going to be trials and tribulations, but trials and tribulations don't mean you can't have it. Right? You ever got into a plane and there's turbulence? The turbulence don't mean the plane ain't gonna land safely to where it's supposed to be, right? Turbulence don't mean turbulence. Oh, let's turn the plane around. We ain't going to our destination. What? That don't even make sense. That don't even make sense. Hey, yo, everything comes easy. You ain't gotta struggle for nothing. You ain't got to work hard for nothing. Hey, yo, the truth of the matter is when you're being, it don't even feel like work. It don't even feel like work. And I work hard. Like, what are you talking about? You ain't got to struggle, but you work hard. Yeah, that means every single day I'm putting in work, though. Right? Everything come easy don't mean I ain't got to put in work. I put in work. There's times like I get 8 hours of sleep. I'm lying. I don't even think the last time I got 8 hours of sleep, right? I think the most I've ever had in the last 20 years is 6 hours, to be 100% honest. I don't think I've ever slept 8 hours in the last 20 years, right? Sometimes I get 6 hours of sleep. Sometimes I get four. Sometimes it's a nap, three, right? And it's easy, though. It's easy work, right? It's easy work. It ain't hard. It ain't hard. It ain't like, oh my God, like it ain't a struggle, right? It ain't a struggle for me. Literally. I think I have 4 hours, right? I have 4 hours of sleep last night. After I get off with y'all, I have a live television interview, right, at 10 o'clock. Then I have a project that I have to finish today before 11. Right, and so yeah, it's a grind, but I'm just being though, right? It's just being though. It ain't. I'm not doing. I'm being, and so because I'm not afraid to be, right? Because I'm not afraid to be, because I'm willing to step into my greatness and max out, then abundance be chasing me. I promise you, abundance be chasing me. I promise you. And then what happens is, though, too, this is what I'm gonna tell you, is that as you start to believe, right? As you start to believe, as you start to walk in your greatness, let me tell you the funny thing. God is not gonna reveal the whole play to you. It's just how it is. I'll be honest with you. That's just how it is. God ain't gonna give you the play by play. God gonna give you a little bit at a time. God gonna give you all that you can handle right now. And when you increase your will and you increase your might and you increase and you can handle more, God gonna give you more. Right? The reason why you getting this level of instruction is because that's the level of your belief. Hey yo, the reason why you getting this level of instruction is because that's the level of your belief. You believe this much, so God gonna give you this much. Hey yo, you believe this much, so God gonna give you this much. God ain't gonna give you the whole 33.84 ounces. You know what I'm saying? God ain't gonna give you the whole 33.84 ounces of King Spring Water 7 ounce plant. But God ain't gonna give you the full thing. Because that's the level of your belief. You believe this much. You believe this much. So because you believe this much, that's all you got. That's all you getting. That's all you getting. This is your belief. You don't believe enough. You don't believe enough. You don't believe.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness. It will make the difference between where you fell short and what I call you to be, the last mile on the way.
The last mile.
Simply by faith.
Simply by faith.
That's a really good deal. He said, I'll mark your account up as if you were righteous.
If you were righteous.
Even though you're not righteous.
Even though you're not righteous.
Because you believe it.
Because you believe it.
Abraham believed God, the Bible said, and it was counted unto him as righteousness.
Abraham believed God.
Because he believed.
He believed.
God. That's why you have to be careful about judging
people. Stop judging people.
Because you see what they did, but you don't know what they believe, and you don't know how God wrote it down in the books. And sometimes the one who is doing the judging might not be on the books as good as the one you are judging, because God counted that belief as righteous.
As righteous. Let's go. Let's go. I need y'all to get this.
Mind Right.
I need y'all to get
Radio,
this.
Your number one source of mind elevation.
Yep, let's go. Yep.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness.
As righteousness.
It will make the difference.
It'll make the difference.
You fell short, and what I call you to be, the last mile of the way is filled in.
What I call you to be.
That's a really good
what
deal.
I call you, look, God said, what I call you to be, God ain't call you to do. God called you to be, right? God called you to be, but being is action. So being is doing, but doing what you're being called to. Hold on.
He said, I'll mark your account up as if you were righteous. Even though you're not righteous, just because you believe. That's why you have to be careful about judging people.
Yeah.
Because you see what they did, but you don't know what they believe, and you don't know how God wrote it down in the books. And sometimes the one who is doing the judging might not be on the books as good as the one you are judging, because God counted that belief as righteousness. What God is concerned about in us is the fact that we do not believe.
Yep, that's
God
it.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's so simple, we miss it all the time. We give him works, we give him duties, we give him all kinds of sacrifices, walking around trying to be spiritual. None of that is going to count as much as simply taking God at his word, believing what he has said about you, walking in truth and in clarity, and having peace of mind. Somebody holler, I believe. The enemy does everything he can to tear down your belief system. If you open up a business, if you open up a company, one of the things you have is vision, purpose, and goals. And you write them down so all of your staff and all your team and all your customers can know, this is who I am.
This is who I am.
I am defined by my vision.
Yep.
My purpose.
And my goals.
That's my playbook.
That's my playbook.
That's my creed.
That's my creed.
That's what I believe. You see, the reason that's important, if you know who you are,
if you know who you are,
then you know who you are now.
Wait, hold on. Don't miss that. Hey, yo. If you know who you are, then, hold on. If you know who you are, then you know who you are not. And if you know who you are, then you know who you be. If you know who you be, then you know what you need to do. Stop playing. Stop playing. The reason why you're not taking action is because you're not clear. Hey, yo, you're not clear on who you are. And because you're not clear on who you are, you don't know who to be. And because you don't know who to be, you don't know what to do. And because you don't know what to do, then you're not getting nothing. You got to be clear when you know who you are. Made in the image and likeness of God. That's a selfie. That's a selfie. Made in the image and likeness of God. That's a selfie. And so if you know who you are, if you know who you are, you know who you are not. Once you know who you are, you know who you be. Once you know who you be, you know what to do. Once you know what you do.
If you don't know who you are, somebody can ascribe any identity onto you, and you will morph into whatever they want you to be. And that's what has happened with a whole lot of us. Some of us have been 10 or 12 different people, depending upon who we were with, because we don't know who we are. We become whoever they want us to be. And then when they leave us, we are confused because we have no real understanding of who we are. You say, well, I thought you were talking about believing in God. I'm talking about believing God, but I'm also talking about believing in yourself.
Hey, hold on. Hey, yo, do you realize Do you realize that you can't believe in God if you don't believe in yourself? I said what I said. Do you realize you cannot believe in God if you don't believe in yourself? It's not possible. It's not possible. You can't say you believe in God and not believe in yourself. I didn't make it up though. I didn't make it up. So don't get mad at me. Right? Read any of your religious texts. Read them. The Bible says it, the Quran says it. Right? We are all descendants of Adam. Right? We're made in the image and likeness of God. If I don't understand it right, please help me out. If I don't understand it, if I'm misinterpreting it, right? If I'm holding on to something that's false, then please help me out. Right? Because if something is made in the image, in the image and likeness, right? I got two bottles of water. They taste the same because they all come from the same source. They taste the same, right? They come from the same source. They all come from the same source. And so each of these bottles of water tastes the same. And so if something is made in the image and likeness of something, right? If something is made in the image and likeness of that, doesn't it make it that? Right? If this water was bottled from the source, isn't the water I'm drinking part of the source? It's made from the source. And so if you're made in the image and likeness of God, right? If you're made in the image and likeness of God and you don't believe in yourself, then you don't believe in who? You don't believe in what? Am I bugging? Maybe I don't understand it. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it. Greatness on display. Maybe I'm oversimplifying the fact that we all descendants of Adam. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it. But you cannot unhear this. You cannot unhear this. If you don't believe in you, then you don't believe in God, period. It's not for debate. If you don't believe that you are infinite possibilities, then you don't believe. You can't.
I can do all things. Somebody said I can do all things. Oh my God, just I'm right there. Say it again, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you believe that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight?
That's some things.
Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believe that?
Yep.
Say it again, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believe that. Say it again, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Can you imagine
all of it?
Different your job interview. All. If you really believe that and walked in, they said, what do you do?
I can do all things.
Imagine if you were taught that from the time you were born into yep. the world. The first thing your mama told you when they spanked you on the behind is, don't worry about it, baby. You can do all things. We quote it. We don't believe it. It's not like we need to. One of the great privileges of my life is the opportunity to interact with people that I've seen from afar off. I get to see up close. I have met very few incredibly successful people who were not positive about themselves, confident in themselves. And I have met none of them who were any more gifted than you. None of them are any more gifted than you. In fact, in many cases, they are less gifted.
Yep.
Less talented.
Yep.
Less skilled.
Yep.
They don't have more than you. They think differently than you. People aren't blessed because they have more. Life is an equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity.
You come here with two eyes,
two legs,
two ears,
and a nose,
yep. and a mouth,
yep.
and a couple of hands. Boom, you're here. What you do
with what you
God gave you is left up to you.
Yep.
The God sitting beside you has no more than you do.
They don't got more than you.
He might have done more with what he
They had. Done more with what they got.
But he didn't get any more.
They ain't get any more.
I want you to understand that the predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. They don't believe nothing. Let me try y'all over here. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. They're doing a little bit better. I'm going to try this session over here. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny.
Does not define your destiny.
You ought to look at every negative situation in your house and say, you're a liar. I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
You a liar.
You lied on me. I'm better than that.
You ought to lay hands on that tumor and call it a liar.
Yep.
Every voice that said you'll never be nothing, you gotta call it out. You're a liar. Every time something whispers in your ear and says you can't make it through this, you can't take this, you're gonna have a nervous breakdown. You're gonna lose your mind. You're gonna die like your mama did. You're gonna get sick like your daddy did. You gotta talk back to those voices and say, hey! Sickness is a liar.
Yep.
Failure is a liar.
Yep.
Depression is a liar.
Yep.
Suicide is a liar.
Yep.
Despair is a liar.
Yep.
Spiritual heaviness, you're a liar. Disease, you're a liar.
Yep.
Can't learn, you're a liar. Can't breathe, you're a liar. Can't make it, you're a liar. Can't take it, you want to call out every liar.
Mind Right Radio, right, your number one source for mind elevation.
I only follow my intuition. So I woke up this morning and God was like, listen, I need you. A lot of people playing. I need you to set them straight. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I did my duty. I did my duty, so I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. I appreciate y'all for tapping in.
I manage my money wisely. I focus on my goals.
My
self-worth
and net worth
are building every day.
My self-worth and net worth are building every day.
My self-worth and net worth are building every day.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for the badge love. Francis, Dream Green, thank you for the badge love. GC, Gorbachev, thank you for the badge love. Shoe Solutions, thank you for the badge love. Jay Monique, thank you for the badge love. Ramaya Trask, thank you for the badge love twice. Roxy 51 Ride, thank you for the badge love. To Don Oliver, thank you for the badge love. V Panther Inc. Graphics, thank you for the badge love. Chef Charlene, thank you for the badge love. Corey Hammond, thank you for the badge love. Lady Lisa, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins 79, thank you for the badge love. Iris P. Johnson, thank you for the badge love. She is Tony Jefferson. Tony, thank you for the badge love three times. Ken Caesar, thank you for the badge love. Courtney Ann Miller, thank you for the badge love. Saba Michelle, thank you for the badge love. Stress Less, Live Better, thank you for the badge love. Butterfly Thoughts, thank you for the badge love. Aisha, thank you for the badge love. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. Hey, yo, effective immediately, y'all. I just need y'all to go out and just be. Hey, yo, stop contemplating, though. Stop contemplating. Stop thinking about it. Just go out there and just be who you are. But China B, thank you for the badge love. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. I like how that sounds. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in. The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to AshCashShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'll see y'all tomorrow in God's will. Same time, same place. All right, peace.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk about
the Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash